said, wake up, puff.
This is Mix 94.5's Clazzy, Matt and Kimber.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
Hey podcasters, Clazzy, Matt and Kimber here.
Hey, in today's catch-up, we search for Perth's best amateur weather reporter.
We got a special storm edition of Wheel of Clazzy.
And what the hell is male menopause?
Check your testosterone, bud. And could we actually write a kid's book?
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
On Mix 94.5.
And we're looking around the state. There's just been weather storms everywhere. Everyone's been affected in different ways. Some people in Perth are waking up going, didn't hear a thing, don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, really?
Because the wind, if it's two streets over, you just miss it. And then the next place gets completely knocked down. It's bizarre.
Well, my brother lost his fence.
Oh, did he?
Oh, gosh. Oh, really? Bring up that word around you,
Kim's fence has been 3 weeks in the making.
Fingers crossed they're fitting the fence right now, but I don't like my chances.
Matt, you'll know what I'm saying. It feels like 3 years. Should we go to the phones?
Yes.
And we'll set this up because we're trying to find the best amateur weather presenter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. To Savile Grove. Good morning, Jessica. How you doing?
Thanks, guys. Look, thanks for joining me on this blustery, wintry morning today from Durin Bay to Mandurah. We have squally winds with fat rain, potential golf-size hail. But here in my hometown in Savile Grove, hang on a minute, guys. I've just noticed my neighbour's dog. It's in the tree. Scotty, come down, mate. Oh, hold on, mate. We'll come get you in a minute. Look, the trampoline's on the bloody roof. And hold on a minute. I've just been slapped by a fish.
Oh, hello.
Do you?
I need some help.
Fish NATO.
I've got to get to Savile Grove. It's all happening.
Over and out, guys.
Never a dull moment. Lovely. Thanks, Jessica.
Lovely.
Very good. Hold That's a hard line. Act to follow, isn't it?
That was impressive.
Sam will be shaking in her shoes.
I think she will.
Talent like that.
So will Shelley. Who's next?
Well, yeah. I mean, let's cross to Shelley in Armidale and see what's happening in the weather report there. Shelley, over to you.
Hey guys, we've got weather. We've got weather like you would not believe. It is howling a gale. It sounds like 1,000 angry dingoes out there. The trees, they're jittering and thrashing like you wouldn't believe. And oh, crikey, I didn't realise kangaroos could fly, but one just went right over my head. I think the neighbour's fence just took flight. There's a weird-looking house just landed in the park with red shoes sticking out from underneath. This is insane, guys. There's flying monkeys as well. I'm getting out of here. This is insane. Back to you at the studio.
Oh, well played, Shelley.
Shelley Armidale.
Fantastic.
Those two girls related. That was insane.
And kids, that's a good reminder that drinking coffee can have side effects.
Oh, that was very cool.
That is great. Well, keep calling. We want to hear what's happening down in your part of the woods.
But well played.
1-3-3-5-3. Give us your best amateur weather report.
Who's got the job of picking out the Abbey Beach Resort Busselton Prize?
Producer Tom.
Pizza delivery guy was lucky to manage him up with the tree going in his car.
Oh.
He's okay. But yeah, this is one of the things that's happened around our state over the last 24 hours.
How was the capricciosa?
It's gone. Sorry, man. It's all over the place. It's a dog's breakfast.
But we thought, you know, wherever you are in Perth, you would have had a different experience. We want you to give your best amateur weather report.
Yeah.
Can I throw to the next one as if we're in
of
a
course
news
you
studio?
Could
you?
Can
you
of course.
Always want to be Ricardo.
Okay,
haven't you?
Yes. So we've got Danielle from Hillary's. G'day, Danielle.
Good morning from Gusty Hillary's.
Right, Danielle, now I'm gonna cross to you, okay? Here we go. And this is the end of the story. And Fat Cat has been remanded in custody with the magistrate due to set a date in June. Now with the weather, here's Danielle.
I'm outside and it's currently blowing a gale. Extreme winds, 100% chance of rain, max of 18. My advice today, guys, PJs, snuggle up in bed, Netflix and chill.
Oh, yes.
You're good.
Got the job.
That's I love it.
That is a great recommendation.
See,
thanks, Danielle.
That's how I like my weather, Danielle. It's clear, it's concise, and it tells me exactly what I want to do.
Yes.
I love it.
Sounds like a that sounds like a perfect Monday right there.
Information and advice.
Well, this is going to be tough. We've got $150 to spend on accommodation or food and beverage at Abbey Beach Resort in Busselton to go.
Yeah, but people are trying out for the role. Sarah in Coogee, tell us, give us your best amateur weather.
Welcome to Coogee, guys. It's been mostly crappy today and tonight will be even crappier. Last night was pretty terrible too. And in the long range forecast, it's crap. Real crap. Totally crap.
Hey, Sarah, you're crap in a good way.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sarah. That's great.
Wonderful. Oh, wow.
A little bit different too.
I don't want to pick a winner. I'm leaving it up to producer Tom.
Yeah, I think so. The SES number, 132500, if you've got a problem at your place today, might be a hole in your roof or a hole in your bucket, whatever it might be.
Timber's fence.
Yeah. Don't bring it up. We have been taking calls as well, some pretty handy amateur weather people, let's
be honest. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, good ones. Listen to Jess.
Thanks for joining me on this blustery, wintry morning today in Seville Grove. Hang on a minute, guys. I've just noticed my neighbour's dog. It's in the tree. Oh, Scotty, come down, mate. Oh, hold on, mate. We'll come get you in a minute. Hold on a minute. I've just been slapped by a fish.
Oh, hello.
Do you?
I need some help.
No dogs or fish were injured.
No, true.
We've been getting great weather reports from all over the city, and Tina's in Rockingham. Let's cross to Tina for the latest.
Morning, guys. It's Tina from the Ham, Rockingham, of course. It's wet and wild. It's wet and wild here today. There have been reports that not a single soul has listened to weather warnings, with trampolines flying around and queues of people at boat ramps desperate to get a glimpse of how wild the water actually is. But back to you in the studio.
Beautiful.
Very nice.
Tina from the Ham, the new Jenny from the Block.
Tina from the Ham, I love it.
That's a winner. It's pretty good, isn't it? We've had plenty of those coming through, which has been beautiful this morning.
It is interesting, isn't it, that the more you say don't do something, people don't go anywhere near the water.
Yeah.
Why not? I want to see it.
Yeah. Exactly.
I heard a bloke at Coles yesterday go, so he's telling the woman at the checkout, and he goes, I'm going down the beach as soon as the storm kicks in. He wouldn't have been alone, I would imagine.
I think strapping down the trampoline is the new thing. That's what everyone has to do, because they just take off. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on
Mix 94.5. Ooh. All right, Perth, it's time for your favourite game show.
Yeah.
Kimber Cahill, come on down. Tinsky, come on down.
That's what I'm talking about.
The next contestants on Wheel of Classy. Now, here's everybody's favourite host, Dean Clare.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to the show.
Hey.
We need to spin the wheel, no mucking around. Get straight to spinning that Wheel of Classy, and we'll see what these two are up to today.
Ooh, hello.
Very quick spin.
Yeah, it was a short one.
A short arm.
It's the thing.
Claire's quiz.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm feeling good because I can see a double rainbow over King Edward Memorial.
Can you?
Well, that's timely
because today
on Claire's quiz, guys, it's the Storm Edition.
Okay.
Storm Edition. And it's, of course, best of five, first to three wins. Current score check in 2020. Kimber 10, Matt 7.
I can still do this.
Yeah, you can. Of course you can.
Okay. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Question number one. Of course, using your name as your buzzer. What 1996 movie starred Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton?
Matt.
Matt.
Twister.
Correct.
Oh, nice one.
Well done, dude. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay. Well,
Double rainbow.
Matt 1, Kimber 0. It's a rare score in this year. Good. Question 2. In what year did Cyclone Tracy hit Darwin?
Matt. 1978.
Sorry, mate. It was Christmas time. Yeah. You want to have a go, Kimber?
79?
That's wrong.
74.
1974.
Damn it. I wasn't even alive, guys.
Yeah,
come on.
Matt.
It's a big ask.
It was a big ask.
Hang on a minute. Hang on. I've got to look at me rainbow again.
Matt 1, Kimber 0. Who was Premier of WA when the great hailstorm of 2020 hit struck Perth?
Kimber.
Go, Kimber.
Colin Barnett.
It was Colin Barnett. Kimber's
I
on
wasn't
the
here.
Yeah, well, that's no excuse. We've told you about it a million times.
Oh, you have, yeah.
Kimber
it's
won.
The fence.
Kimber won, Matt won. Question 4. Who played the role of Reuben Carter in the movie Hurricane?
Matt.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington.
Hey,
nice
well
one.
Oh, I love the question. Hurricane. Matt 2, Kimber 1.
Good one.
Good film.
Question 5. See if you can tie it up, KC. Who was the original singer of a song that we've got coming up, which I didn't know about?
Just go through the archives and try
and hum it.
Do you want to hum it? We'll see how we go.
Okay, here it is. Here's the song. Are you ready for it?
Yep.
Okay, it's a little song that goes like this. You may know it. Here we go. It's raining men. That one there.
So the original singer.
Yeah, can you give us the name of the artist?
Oh, Matt, the Pointer Sisters. No, that's not right.
Kimber, do you know it?
No.
It was the Weather Girls.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
It's raining. Can I just tell you at this point in time,
even though
you may not be feeling the best about things, that, Matt, you've had a win. Well done,
Well done, Matty.
Good job.
Double rainbow.
Yeah, good
job. It's raining, Matt.
There, yeah. we. You could...
There's your song.
Hey.
There it is.
There's your celebratory chest, your puffer, puff your chest out.
Get those weather girls out of the way, you're all good.
That male menopause is going out the window.
So the score check on the Wheel of Clazy is Kimber 10, now Matt 8.
Nice.
Closing the gap, we love it. Clazy, Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5. Well, nothing can darken my day today because it is the birthday of my beautiful partner, T.
Yay, hey. Happy birthday, T.
Happy
and,
birthday.
Yes, my darling. And also for me, it's the last of the May birthdays.
Oh, yeah, because everyone's May's at the same month. Time.
Do you want a loan, bud?
I wouldn't mind. And now I just have to prepare for a wedding, so I'm fine.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
That's all cool. And T was at dinner with some friends the other night and they were talking and they were talking about menopause and that sort of thing.
Sure. All the joys of being a woman.
As women do.
And they started talking about the male menopause. You think you're a man, but you're only a boy. You think you're a man, you are only a toy. Now, we know that for females, menopause can be a really difficult time.
Of course.
Emotional.
Like half your lifetime.
Right, yes, yes.
I only found out recently how long menopause goes for.
Right.
I must have been in the dark about this. I thought it was like, oh, you go through hot flushes for 3 months and then it's done. I didn't realise this continued on and on and on.
You've got that friend who always needs the air conditioner on.
Oh, God.
That's it.
Yeah, it can be really difficult. People go through a lot of, trouble and you know, some people go onto the hormone replacement therapy, but that's controversial. Well, not controversial, but
Don't forget your tablet.
Has its issues and all that sort of thing. Mm. But the male menopause. Now, I have heard the term bandied around.
Yeah.
But is it real?
It's called anapause.
Right.
Oh, well, it's got a name, has it?
It's referred to as anapause. Well, it's linked to the decline in testosterone or androgen. So that's where the ana comes from, anapause.
Right. Right.
And they say that when men get menopause or anapause, they suffer fatigue, a bit of weakness, maybe some sexual problems, a lack of interest.
So is breakfast radio announcer the same symptoms as Beth?
So you're talking about testosterone going down, so a little bit of emasculation perhaps? So.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I say testosterone going down, but let's face it, you guys can still produce sperm until you're like 80.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. So this is not that. Women are going through menopause when they're in their late 30s and 40s sometimes for years on end. Mm. And never mind, the women get the hot flushes, the chills, the sleep issues, night sweats, mood issues, weight gain, thinning hair, dry skin, saggy boobs. And now men want to take this and make it their own because you've got a bit of fatigue.
Oh, well, we've got the man flu. We want something else.
Yeah. Get off the grass.
Is this the same thing as a midlife crisis? Is it the same driver that makes you go and buy a sports car?
If it helps you blame it on something, I reckon that's what you'll take.
You want to go halves in a Corvette?
I'm like, is this going to be like our pay structure as well? You get anapause, you still get 10% more than we do in menopause.
No,
like, for goodness sake.
30% more. What are you talking about, Kimber? Can I get real?
Can I tell you something? My father, the great Polak, who's no longer with us, of course, was not known for his modern approach to life.
Yeah.
And my mum, I remember this conversation around a table. My mum going, oh, these bloody hot flushes. I'm just so sick of it. And my dad slammed his glass down because he was sick of listening to my mum whinge and went, Judy, 50% of the world's population in the same boat. Get over it.
He was a big man for stats.
Oh, yeah, a real modern man.
Oh, I love it.
Take it easy on him. He was going through anapause.
He was.
He was, yeah. Those bloody hormones responsible for a lot, aren't they? Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5. Children's books.
Mate.
Yeah, I mean, we saw, of course, we were talking about Nick Nat Nui's, his book the other day, which I know has been released quite a while ago, but he did a rap to it.
Yes.
And it sort of broke the internet.
And I think his book's been very successful, too.
Oh, it looks really good.
It was about the first day at school, wasn't it? Little Nick.
Yeah, very relatable for kids.
Yeah, very cute. Now, how's this? The latest news to hand about children's books is that the American rock band Guns N' Roses are set to release a children's picture book based on the song Sweet Child of Mine. How good's this?
I'm buying that.
Hang on. You're more familiar with the lyrics of that song. What's that song actually about?
Well,
most Guns N' Roses songs are about heroin.
Right.
Which is perfect for children.
Fantastic.
Pretty much. Yeah. It sort of sums it up, really. Cut straight to the chase.
I mean, you do see a lot of people releasing children's books, and I will meet people in life that'll be like, what have you been up to? And they'll be like, oh, I'm just working at the office, but on the side, I'm trying to write a children's book. And I'm like, is it hard? Is it an easy thing to do?
Well, I think it seems easy because they're short.
Yeah,
you know, you don't want anything too long. And because you think, well, kids, surely it can't be a difficult story. But I've noticed in my short time as a father, or a stepfather anyway, that it's really hard. Because I don't know what the magic formula is. We're reading David Walliams' books at the moment from Little Britain.
Okay.
And whatever he's doing seems to really grab.
There's a connection there, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, right. I like the sound of that.
But
I mean,
stories just fall flat. Fart in a space suit.
Did she say more creative?
Yeah.
You work on the creative. Hey, I'm looking at the Guns N' Roses story and I think, well, they've got cool names for kids to enjoy. Like if you're telling a story and you say, it was a man called Axel who always rolled up late. And there was another guy with a funny hat. His name was Slash. I mean, even Slash is a funny name. And that guy, Izzy Stradlin, why is he asleep on the side of the stage?
Well,
that's a deeper story. The kids are probably like that.
And the illustrations all look great.
Yeah, hats.
I remember we got that book sent to us. Remember Kenny Loggins?
Oh, yes.
Redid his children's book of Footloose.
He did too.
And so it came with like a CD and he could play the song of all the animals doing the dance party in the zoo. It was like an all-night dance party based on the lyrics of Footloose.
Is it true that the illustrations in the Guns N' Roses one are just police identikit pictures?
I think that's what it is. They've got so many mugshots. And the kids are going, why are they standing looking so serious, Mummy?
Oh, but if you were going to write a children's book, I mean, suggesting that everyone seems to be doing it and it's not that hard.
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of...
I don't know. Everyone seems to go, the booger that talked or the fart that said hi or, you know.
It's funny you say that because my kids, I used to read The Bear in the Big Blue House to them.
Uh-huh.
And the only way it worked was if I made it funny. And if poo wasn't on every page... I had to make it up.
Oh.
So the bear in the big blue house.
Ad-lib poo.
Well, it was bear in the big brown house after a while, and the kids would crack up. If I read it normally, like what was on the page, it wasn't good enough.
Was that about property values
it
in the northern suburbs?
Around that time of 2007. Yeah, things rocketed.
I think you should write that book, Clazy.
What do you reckon?
I want to hear the version of the big brown house.
I mean, I need a side hustle.
Yeah, actually.
I mean, you know, go through the roof, become the next J.K. Rowling or whatever.
Well, I challenge you. I challenge you to write a children's book.
Oh, don't worry, I've thought about it a lot.
Can you do it? Because you've said to us you'd like to have done play school as a presenter.
Look, I think I could have really shined on
play school.
Absolutely.
You can play guitar, you can sing, and write a kid's book.
Or maybe.
Might be the way to do it.
Okay. Well, float that idea.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Watch this space.
Kimber and the Bear in the Big Brown House. It's
okay. The Fart That Talked by Matt Tatinski.
I love it. I'll buy two. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix
94.5.
She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed. Right, straight to it. Busy Jen King missed today. Mm-hmm. Update. Our Singaporean guy who done the famous names competition.
Yep.
The radio comp that was running in Singapore. Yep.
Correct.
Had to guess the voices, didn't he?
He had to guess the voices, and he said this name.
Okay, number one, Tony Hadley.
Yep.
Tony Hadley from Spandau Ballet. Yep. And that they said, nah, you didn't say it correctly.
Yeah, they said he said Hedley.
Yeah, he got all the other names right and there was uproar and he got support from the man himself.
Hi, Mohammed Shellahan. This is Tony Hadley here from the UK. Now, I've listened back to the tape and as far as I'm concerned, you pronounce my name absolutely correctly. Tony Hadley, you might have said Hadley.
There you go.
Straight to the source.
He's got his money.
Oh, it worked.
Yes.
The radio station finally gave him what he was owed, $10K.
And whilst I'm very happy that that's happened, I do feel like if only that sort of storm of public opinion against injustice could be applied to other things.
Actually, yeah.
Other than a Singaporean radio competition.
Mind you, it often is, and people are just like, calm down, lady, calm down.
If that had been in Australia, they would have had crowdfunding. You'd have $100,000 by now.
Exactly. Yeah. And a concert.
With Tony Hadley.
Yeah, Tony Hadley. Now, let's talk pizza.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay. Now, the owner of a pizza restaurant has discovered that a pizza that he sells for $24 is being sold on the DoorDash delivery app for $16.
1-3-1-6-6. I wonder what happens if you ring that number now.
Well, yeah. So he's ordered 10 pizzas, paid $160, and the delivery site, the app, has paid him $240.
So he's just, they're selling his pizzas from his business and he didn't know.
That's it, cheaper than he sells them.
Oh my God,
now,
whatever.
Great business model.
Well, apparently this is what these new apps do, is that they do these deals to try and get people on board. They don't tell the restaurant.
Ah.
Because then they can approach the restaurant with this data going, hey, have a look at how many pizzas you would sell if you were on our app.
Here's one we prepared earlier.
Wow.
Okay.
Sneaky.
Sneaky, but hey, he's made a fortune buying his own pizzas.
Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5.
The morning after the storm before, although it's still a little bit rough out there on the way in, there was debris everywhere.
There was, wasn't there? Yes.
Yep, and it's still continuing. The storm is sticking around today, so who knows? It could change. It's dropping slightly, but still pretty scary out there.
It's been a while since we've had a few storms, obviously. And Kimber, you lost your fence a few months ago. And
two weeks ago.
It was three weeks.
It's been not quite 3 weeks since the last storm, about 2.5 weeks.
There was the one before that when I think Tommy, our producer, got the tree on the roof of his place and the neighbours, and I think a whole lot of trees at West Leaderville came down. And
so let me get this right. This was a once in a every 2 weeks storm.
2.5 weeks.
Okay, sorry. I just had to clarify that.
No, mate, you wanted the song, so you got the song. Riders in the Storm from the Doors. There you go. But there has been a lot of damage around the place and a lot of people without power, which is really annoying. Yeah. But it is interesting to hear what people had to say, including this little dude.
We're not going in the water.
Bit scary in there, isn't it?
Because the storm is coming.
That's at Cottesloe Beach where it was crazy, but, you know, a bit of damage around homes as well.
I just thought a branch had come off and then I come out and, yeah, the whole tree had fallen over and taken out our power line.
The power is still on even though it's, like, hanging by a thread. Ooh. So that's a bit scary. And I don't know what we'll do tonight because if there's no power, we definitely can't stay in the house.
And they're warning surfers and stuff too, because yesterday a lot of people went out and went, hey, this is fantastic. And today they're going, hey, it's actually pretty unsafe. Like, don't do it.
Okay.
I think what you'll find is that
if you're up about 9.5 or something entertaining today, there'll be people out there going, oh, this is like a wall of water. You've got to love that.
Yeah, so, and if you're near the massive water, swell. It's like even Rottnest had winds of 109 k's last night. It's been 132 k's up the Cape, like higher up. So the state's got a fair thrashing.
Yeah, you just want to windsurf it, don't you? Yeah. Apparently it's pretty crazy in Mandurah territory. Erica, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, what have you got to report from Mandurah with the storm?
So this morning when we woke up, we have two jetties. We live on the canal.
Yep.
And both the jetties were underwater. And our boats, one was floating on top of the jetty, and the other one is floating almost at the garden.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Have you got enough gap between the jetty and your house?
Yeah, we do. So we had to make sure that the ropes on the boats were going to be loose because we knew that the water was going to come up, but we've never seen anything like this.
Wow, sounds like a Kevin Costner film that didn't quite work.
Yeah.
It is a water world, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh,
Erica, the boats may come in very handy very soon if that rising water keeps going. That's amazing.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Thanks,
Erica.
The report from Erica in Mandurah.
Is that the storm surge that they talk about?
Quite a bit going on around the place as well. Matt, your car was okay last night, I believe.
So for months, we've had this couch that was given to us.
Right.
That, you know, we were going to use and then it was too big for us.
Didn't fit in the house.
So it's been in the garage where my car hasn't been able to be.
Right, because it was taking up all the space.
Yeah, so my car's lost about all of its value. So it's gone from $2,000 to $1,000 from being in the belting sun.
Yeah.
Finally, we sold the couch.
Yeah. Oh, great.
So last night it was in safe for the first time.
So you got to sleep soundly in the store.
I got to sleep soundly.
Oh, good what timing.
What a great result. Are you dancing? That was pretty cool.
Although, it would have meant I didn't have to wash it.
Yeah, that's right. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on
Mix 94.5. Mix 94.5's got your back. Down South Week.
ABC Blinds have your back too, with up to 50% off at their autumn drop sale. abcblinds.com.au. I got your
back. Showers, windy and 18 degrees today, but here's something that will warm your heart. We're spoiling someone else.
Yeah, Mix 94.5's got your back. We've had some wonderful nominations from people all over Perth saying, you've got to help this person out. They're really doing it tough, or they're just a really good person and need a little assistance.
And a big thank you.
Yeah,
because people during this time have been stepping up and doing some wonderful stuff. You can still register, can't you, at mix.com.au?
Yep.
Absolutely. Speaking of stepping up, a new nominated this morning, Renee, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Renee, tell us a little bit about Rebecca and why you've nominated her.
Rebecca, it was our travel agent, and she got caught up in the chaos of the COVID. We were due to fly over to the US, so she was helping us sort all that out. But not only was she helping us and her clients, she was also trying to sort her own trip out as well, because she had a group of people going over there too, so she was right in the thick of it. So the poor thing was under the pump, but she never lost her cool. She was always there to help us and do everything she could for us.
I was going to say, how did she handle it with that Canadian accent? She just worked her way through it? She didn't freak out. That's great.
No, she was awesome. She was always cool and calm. I'm sure I said to her a few times, I think you need to go and have a few drinks just to chill out a bit. So.
Oh, nice. And you know what? We don't always get great customer service everywhere we go, so it should be rewarded. So, Renee, we're going to chat to Rebecca and we're going to do something nice for her to say thanks for the way you've handled this difficult situation.
Yeah, that's cool. She deserves it.
Hey, well done, Renee, you beautiful nominator. Good job.
No worries.
Rebecca.
Hello.
How you doing? Thanks for your time.
No worries. How are you?
Yeah, good. You've been through a bit lately, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. It's been an interesting last couple of months, that's for sure.
You've been working quite hard, Rebecca, in moving people's travel plans and all the difficulty that comes with flights and accommodation cancellations. How has it been?
It's been a crazy time for the travel industry and, you know, you work so hard to create people's dream holidays with their well-earned money and then to see it all just go up in pandemic has been a bit crazy, but just doing our best and trying to get the best results for all of our clients from the suppliers and airlines and cruise ships. So, it's been fun.
Yeah, and Rebecca, Renee has nominated you for Mix 94.5's Got Your Back because we all know we have to do the jobs that we have in front of us, but she says that you've done all of this keeping a beautiful level head and keeping a sense of humour. And as Kimber said earlier, you know, we take for granted sometimes that some good service, some good face-to-face, but you've done it all with grace.
Oh, that's very kind. I mean, I absolutely love what I do, so it's one of those things that to be able to give people the best holidays possible and create memories for their families is just what I love to do. So it's hopefully things will get back to normal soon enough.
And also part of your woes lately, Rebecca, is your life sort of became at one stage a bad episode of Dance Moms, right, with that dance trip you had to work through.
Yeah, I've got a dance group that was supposed to go dance in Disneyland this year in April, so now we've just put it on the back burner and hopefully by next year we'll be able to do that.
Mix 94.5 and ABC Blinds are going to shout you a shopping spree at Sheiki, which is a WA-owned swimwear store in Attardale.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm in Coogee, which is a beautiful spot.
Oh, it's a lovely spot.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, good on you, Rebecca, and thank you. Thank you for keeping you cool.
No worries. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5. Sam Jolly from 7 News. Good morning, Sam. How are you going?
Hey, guys. A bit tired, actually. Those winds kept me up all night, like most of Perth, I guess.
Yeah, you've got to be careful not to eat the beans, don't you?
Well, Sam, you know, we talked about this weather storm. We all knew it was coming. But, you know, by all reports, sometimes you can be in one suburb of Perth and go, I didn't notice anything. And everything else has been decimated. So, has it lived up to the expectations so far?
Oh, it certainly has. What do they call it? A once-in-a-decade storm. I think, like you said, it was the size of the storm all the way right along our coastline, you know, affecting everyone at the same time. The remnants of the cyclone colliding with a cold front, creating this intense, crazy storm. The winds really have been the feature, though. This morning, Cape Leeuwin got 132k gust, which is just insane. Rain's coming down at the moment here in Perth, but I think for us, it's hitting the southwest at the moment, but those winds will start to ease for Perth and we'll just have rain for the rest of the day, really.
And Sam, we had a call earlier from Erica in Mandurah. It sounds like quite a storm surge as well. She's on the canals there and it had gone above the jetty. So that happens too.
Oh, it's been crazy. You know, tides of up to 8 metres. This is unheard of in Perth. It's been intense. But like you say, it's hitting everyone at the same time. We're all going through it at the same time. Our Pilbara and Gascoyne, the warning there, they're no longer in danger at all. We still have a weather warning all the way from Exmouth to Eyre. But as I said, for Perth, it's going to ease, although we're going to have rain for the rest of the week. But the rain's fine, isn't it? We need it.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that. It ends up looking like a winter's day later on today. But Sam Jolly, you've told us before that you can't really go to a dinner party or anything without people asking about the weather. But there is no way you can go anywhere in our city or our state today without people talking about this, right? They want to know what's happening.
But how good is it? I love it. There have been no injuries, thank goodness. Yep. The SES have been very busy, as you'd expect with winds like this. But, all the weather nerds are loving this today.
Well, Sam, we all talk like we know the weather. It's a good topic of conversation for a lot of people because we're all going through it, I guess. But what are the tips to be a good weather person? What really connects you to the job?
Well, like I said, you have to be a bit of a weather nerd. You're always watching the charts. The BOM website is amazing. They've got everything you need to know about everything that's happening around the whole state.
Yep.
So my tip would be to study that, study the charts, just study it and love it. You have to love it. Okay. And living in Perth, it's all we ever talk about, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And we don't have much weather, really.
I mean, I know my way around an occluded front, Sam, but I'm worried that there's not enough bald blokes on TV. I don't think I've got a chance. I'd love to be a weatherman.
I think you'd be fantastic as a weatherman. Okay. Have you seen the guy in America who's the dancing weatherman? You could do that.
Oh, okay.
Ah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm happy to copy someone else.
Sam, have you seen Matt dance? That could be fun.
Very popular.
Nice tips, because we're going to be getting some people involved in this, I reckon. Get some weather presenters on.
Yeah, we're going to try and look for some weather presenters in Perth that might have been hiding out. They might have all these skills to give you a run for your money, Sam.
Oh, fantastic. I love this.
Okay. So that severe weather alert, we know that it got issued again at 6 this morning, but you think things will calm down in the metro area as the day goes on, Sam, in summer?
The winds will definitely start to calm for Perth.
Great.
But just rain for the rest of the day. Although some of our southeastern suburbs could get hail this afternoon, though.
Okay. And just checking, Sam, do you think that my fence repairers that are coming out this morning to fix the storm repair or the damage from 2 weeks ago, do you think that'll go through this morning, or do you reckon this is going to hamper their efforts?
Oh, God.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
And, Sam, what would you suggest about my superannuation?
I'm expecting a cancellation call from my fencing company any minute now.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Hey, Sam, all the best for today, and we'll catch you on 7 News at 6 o'clock.
Stay dry. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Sam.
Our friend Sam Jolly joining us this morning on Mix 94.5. So give us a quick report out there, Matt.
Well, it's very wet.
It's Sam's advice.
Yeah.
It's very grey. And
it's very grey,
it's like
very
the colour's been sapped out of the city, does it really?
Yeah,
it
back
does.
To you, Rick. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the
morning on Mix 94.5. Guys, one of the new faces on MasterChef for 2020 is a freelance food travel writer, also a food media consultant, which is our title, of course, when the free food comes in.
Oh, absolutely.
She's an MC and a broadcaster, radio and TV, the ever stylish Melissa Leong from MasterChef, which is back on 10 tonight at 7:30. Welcome, and how are you?
Thank you so much. I'm very well.
That's good to hear, Melissa. Now, of course, not only have you joined one of the most successful franchises in the world in terms of cooking shows, but you now find yourself in basically a documentary, a time capsule of what life was like before COVID and after COVID. How does that feel?
Isn't it a crazy time in the world to be alive right now? Yeah, it is. It's a really interesting one because we'll reflect all of us back on what was pre-COVID and I guess we're experiencing now what it's like to sort of emerge from this, this very uncertain period of time and into more uncertainty. But at the same time, it's been really lovely to be part of a show that gives people a little break from that, every on the box 5 nights a week. And we feel quite grateful for, I guess, being able to bring a little bit of joy and a bit of a mental break from the uncertainty and all of the craziness that's going on.
Well, I like to think that the kitchen's already had those cleaning standards before COVID anyway. So I
hope so.
Feel like nothing changed.
You know, as a cooking show, hygiene standards are already a thing that we do every day. It's just that things have just become a little bit different in the kitchen. It's tough not to be able to high-five and hug people when that's a big part of the show. You know, it's all about joy. It's all about fun and giving each other that kind of reassurance. But it just gives us extra impetus to use our words and connect in a different way. And I think in a sense, it gives everything just a little bit more meaning as well.
I mean, you say that, Melissa, but we've all used that Chuck Super Wipe for one bench and then going to another bench.
Hey, Manky. I know what goes on in your kitchen.
Hey, Melissa, my wife is a foodie, but for the first time ever watching MasterChef, she's losing it more over what you're wearing than the food. And that never happened with Gary and the boys. Look, it is interesting to see what you're wearing each week because my wife is actually losing it. She's now watching your Instagram as well.
Oh, that's very kind of her. Look, it is a bit of fun as well. And for me, fashion has always been a weapon in the arsenal of being an MC and a presenter to be able to command attention and then direct it back into whatever you're doing.
Well, Melissa, you've travelled the world. You've even lived on an abattoir. You'll try any food once. What's been the dish that makes everyone else cringe but you actually really enjoyed?
I was on a boat in the Mekong Delta with Chef David Thompson, who's one of Australia's greatest chefs of history, and we were eating deep fried tarantulas as a mid-afternoon little snack.
Nice.
Wow.
Protein sauce.
Oh, don't feel bad. I hope everyone eats all of those.
Yeah.
Oh, dare we ask, what does it taste like?
Well, it's kind of like soft shell crab. You know, it's a very sort of gentle flavour. So if you think about it as being like jungle soft shell crab.
Hey, Melissa, the one thing that hasn't changed from the show in the past, and there's nothing wrong with this because we're loving how fresh the show is, did you guys have to practice the shouting of 1 minute to go?
Well, fortunately, I had a little bit of practice in my show prior to this. I knew it would be part of it, but yes, that's been an interesting learning curve, not something that I knew I would have to adopt. I have never clapped so much in my life.
Hey, Melissa, good to talk to you. All the best.
Thank you so much for having me.